Hey, everybody, and welcome to another GSG Livecast / podcast where we're going to talk about motion design, doing what you like to do and getting paid for it, really. As always, the topics are all over the place. Today, though, we're going to try to be a little bit more focused and talk about school, and in particular, whether or not you need to go to school to kind of do this stuff for a living. And this covers almost every creative industry. You have this big debate on, you know, do you really need to go to school in an industry where you're basically judged on how good you are, and that's about it. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that today. There's a lot of good points on both sides about school, and I get a lot of questions about it. You know, a lot of people want to get into this industry or any creative industry, and they have a lot of questions about whether or not they need to go to school in order to end up with a job or freelancing or whatever in the industry that they're into. So I figure we'll talk a little bit about that today. Let's start with the basic argument, which is, you know, basically, you don't need school, right? You don't need school because when you get a job in whatever creative industry you're into, what they're going to look for is how good your portfolio is. So if you're a photographer or a designer or a motion graphics artist, they're going to look at your reel, your book, your website, and say, boom, you're good or you're not. That's the absolute first thing they're going to look for. They're not going to care if you have a degree. They're not going to care what school you went to, whether you know, some prestigious design school or whether you were part of the AIGA and all this other stuff. They don't care. The first thing they're going to look at is how good you are. That said, first of all, that is basically the argument, right? They're saying because they never ask for the piece of paper, school is not worth it. And what I'm actually been thinking a lot about recently and actually talking a lot about is I think there are a lot of things that school brings to the table. Obviously, it doesn't bring to the table that you get a piece of paper at the end, but I think there are a lot of other things that school does that is really important. I want to talk about some of those things today. And, you know, I want to talk about both sides a little bit. But mainly I want to say that what people are missing when they say that, what people are missing when they say you don't need school because they never check for that piece of paper, they're forgetting all the other stuff that they may have bumped into while they were in school. So what are those things? Well, I would say that it's the people. It's the other side of the equation that you're kind of missing. You don't just get a job being good. You actually get a job by being good and by showing other people and telling other people and introducing yourself to other people that need your services and that are hiring and that like you, right? And that recommend you. And those people, the way you find people that are willing to talk about you and like you and meet you and are into the same things you are into is usually through school. Now, there are tons and tons of other ways to do this. You could do this through meetups. You could do this through local places. You could do these things through AIGA, right? Those things are important because you meet people that are into what you do. But overall, you need to meet these people however you do it. And school is such a great way to be around a bunch of other people that are into what you're into, right? And it's an expensive way to do it, obviously. We got to keep everything in mind when we're talking about school, about cost, about all this stuff. But I want to say and really point out the things that make school worth it in some situations. And those people are, I think, the key thing. You're not only going to be in a classroom surrounded by other people that are into what you're into, but you're also going to find maybe one or two mentors in school that are going to help you and guide you and push you and judge, you know, give you critique on your work and all those really, really important things that you just won't get by learning this stuff on a website or in the basement, right? Doing this on your own, you're forgetting a lot of the stuff that makes good artists, and that's having peers around them that are better than them, having people around them that can push them, having people around them that can critique their work. And if you think about all those things, it may end up being worth it in the end, right? It's this intangible thing, right? Because a lot of people assume that they're, you know, they look at this piece of paper and then they throw it in the garbage basically because nobody ever asked them for it. And they're like, why did I spend all this money? School's such a waste. Why did I spend all this money on this piece of paper nobody cares about? And that's exactly the point, is that it's not about the piece of paper. It's about these other things, the people, the experience, right? So let's just go down the list and talk about these things. I'm already off topic. I'm already scatterbrained. But let's talk about the people, right? We've already talked about how students will be around you and be into the stuff that you're into to not only push you, but also be there to ask questions. So you may have somebody that's really into typography, or you may be around somebody that's really into 3D, or you may be next to somebody that really knows how to shoot a really good photograph. And by having conversations and being in the same room and talking with these people and being around them and being even friends with them, that's such a huge opportunity to learn from everyone, to see what other people are into, to see how other people work, to see how other people interact with you. There's a whole social thing that we're missing too. So when I say, you know, school or not school, what I want you to picture in your head is the person that is going to learn everything online, right? And I think there's a ton of stuff to learn online. It's especially continuing education, right? Because again, totally off topic, but you never stop learning, right? We're basically making a split difference between going to school and then learning for the rest of your life. You're obviously going to have to learn, do FX PhD, look at websites and do all this stuff to keep up and be better. But what I'm talking about is that first few years when you really start getting into something and you really want to grow exponentially better by being in that situation around a bunch of people, you're going to be surrounded by other people that care about what they do, that are into the same things you're doing. And like I said, you're going to find those mentors. Now, you can maybe find a mentor online, but where are you going to do that? How are you going to accidentally bump into somebody that is into the same stuff you're into if it's not in an institution where hopefully one out of your 20 teachers you're really going to like? Because let's be honest, right? You talk to almost anybody that went to school, they're going to be like, well, yeah, you know, I'm not sure if it was worth it, but this one teacher, right? This one guy, or this one girl really, really mentored me and really, really kind of put me under their wing and told me what it's really like to get a job and what it's really like to please a client and what it's really like to be up against a deadline. And you know what? They were really tough on me and they were tough on my work and I trusted them, right? And that, how much is that worth? Like, if you think about that mentorship and having somebody that is on your side, that likes helping, that has made it their profession to go help people and guide people, how much is that worth, right? If you think about how much school costs, you're not paying for this thing at the end. You're paying for that experience. You're paying for being around these teachers that are willing to help. Now, do some people go through school and not find this mentor, not have these friends or all this stuff? Yes. Is it their fault? Maybe. But it might be... It might be the school's fault, but I have a feeling it's the other person's fault. It's the student's fault. They're not getting out there and meeting the people they need to do, right? So that's a little bit about the person side of it, the actual relationships. And one more point on this, if you graduate with 10, 20, 30, 40 people, that's 10, 20, 30, 40 people that are actually going into the exact same market that you are, that you have now contacts with. So that whole thing, if you've seen me talk to schools and stuff, I'm always stressing that there's two sides of this. You have to be good and you have to be known. You have to be known in the industry as somebody that is good and is hireable, right? So you have to have your name out there somehow. And what better way to have your name out there somehow is to actually be friends and go through this boot camp kind of scenario with all these other artists and students. And then when their boss is like, hey, do you know any good motion graphics people? They go, yeah, I went to school with this guy, Nick, and he was really into that motion stuff. You should talk to him. Boom, connection, right? Boom, I just got an interview with a job, right? So keep that in mind. It is these connections. And school gives you a lot of those. All right, let's talk about some of the other more practical less touchy-feely kind of heart stuff. Schools give you deadlines, right? So schools give you fake projects to go not only screw up, but also they give you these fake projects to and give you real deadlines. And real deadlines are missing when you work from home, right? If you've ever done your own personal project, you've probably found that it always moves another month into the future, right? You always have this big idea for this video or whatever you're doing, and then it's supposed to come out last month, and maybe it'll come out next month. It's just not quite right. You know what I mean? With school and with schoolwork and with school projects, you're actually getting deadlines. And what those deadlines do is give you an excuse to sweat about a project. You know, it makes you realize how you work. Because when nothing is a deadline, you can always put it off, or it could always be better, or I don't want to show this to anybody. It's not quite as good as I thought it would be. But when there's a deadline, there's a deadline. There's a deadline, there's a deadline. And that's exactly how creative work gets done, especially if you want to get paid with it. You're asked to do a job, and you're asked to do a job by this date. And being comfortable with deadlines and forcing yourself to work on deadlines is a huge part of school. They show you, they say, this is due Monday, right? So what else do the deadlines do? The deadlines also, and these school projects also give you an excuse to make ugly stuff. You will make ugly stuff early on that you're not so proud of, right? And you want to get that over with kind of pretty quickly, right? And the way that you do that is by these deadlines. The way that you do that are by doing a lot of work with deadlines and then pushing past it and never looking at it again and being better the next time. So if you are set up with all these deadlines through school, it gives you a really, really great excuse to deliver projects, get through the ugly work, get better every day, and push yourself, right? Because if nobody else has a deadline on you, it's harder to push yourself. I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm not saying there's people out there that aren't hard on themselves. But a lot of people need outside pressure like a deadline to say, holy crap, I have to present this in front of a class in 24 hours. And this sucks. And I do not want to stand up in front of my whole class and present this piece of crap. So what do I need to do? Well, I need to sit here and make it better. And it's really hard to force yourself to do something like that. You know what I mean? So these deadlines are not only going to give you projects, they're going to give you ideas, they're going to give you clients. The really great schools that prepare you for a real job aren't the art schools that say, do whatever you want to do. Make it artsy. Make an art project. You know, film yourself in a dark room with a light bulb swinging above your head. You know what they do? The best schools say, this client came to me and they need this by tomorrow. They say, here's their logo. Here's their commercial. You make it. Boom. Done. And when you get a project like that, holy crap, do you learn a lot, right? You're learning how to take this ugly logo and try to make it look good. You're also learning how to take somebody else's idea and make it your own and also make it good. You're also starting to learn how to deal with clients, right? And I just don't think you get that a lot of times on your own. Now, you know, there's always exceptions, and I hate speaking on both sides of any topic. I think it's kind of boring to go, well, it depends, you know? But in this case, I will say that with any of these, there's always that one specific person that's going to say, okay, I'm going to do every 5-second project, right? If you get it in your head that you're just going to do every 5-second project and that's going to be your deadlines and that's going to be your whatever, then that's good. A lot of people don't have that a lot of people don't have that ability to force a deadline like that, right? Let's see if we have a question here in the chat room. I'm just going to pop open here and see what's going on. What do you guys think? How many of you guys went to school and not? Right. Well, that's a bust. Chat room's a bust like always. They're talking about something else. So what I'll do is talk about learning the hard stuff. So learning the hard stuff is what I kind of consider not the software. So if you think about when you want to go to school, when you're first really excited about school, a lot of times you're kind of a lot of people I know are excited about a piece of software. They want to know more about Cinema 4D, or they want to know more about After Effects, or they want to know more about what camera to buy, right? And really, what I think school excels at, if there's anything that's separate from all this touchy-feely people stuff, if there's something they're actually going to teach you, it's going to be what I call the hard stuff, which is design, typography, color theory, composition, the art of storytelling, lighting, all these things that that's not the easy stuff. The easy stuff's the software, right? The software is the easiest part of this whole job, and it's probably one of the more fun parts of the job, right? You get to go in and build all this stuff and blow stuff up, especially, you know, Cinema 4D. I get it. It's really, really fun. But while you're in school, why bother learning all this stuff? Why bother learning Cinema 4D when you can go online and go to Cineversity and go to my site and go to, you know, 20 other great sites online, go to FX PhD, for crying out loud, and learn Cinema 4D probably better than you would in a school situation. Think about all the teachers that are online that are ready to teach you this software. And then think about that one person that happens to know the most about Cinema 4D at your school, or maybe they don't teach cinema at all. They're going to teach you Max, right? Well, I would say screw all that noise altogether. Pick the software you want to learn and learn it on your own, right? Because A, it's the most important, it's the most fun thing anyway, right? You don't need somebody to push you to learn After Effects or Cinema more. You already want to do that, right? You don't need the motivation. You don't need the push. So go learn that stuff on the weekend. Come in, test your ass out of those classes, and instead spend your time learning all the hard stuff. Go to school, take a typography class. Go learn how to make a book. Go learn how to type a newspaper. Go learn how to do color theory. Go learn how to shoot a short film go learn how to storyboard. Go learn how to animate with one of those lunchbox, you know, hand-drawn frame-by-frame animation things, right? These are the things that are freaking the hard stuff. And what better place to learn that than in a situation where everybody else is learning the hard stuff, and also in a situation where people can critique the hell out of your work. Because with this stuff, with this design, with this color theory stuff and typography, there are rules. There is history. There is what looks good and what looks wrong, right? And there are rules behind on this stuff. And to me, that's not something naturally I was born with. I don't think most people are naturally born with this ability to say, why does this look good or why does this look bad? I think most people are born with the idea that this looks good or this looks bad. They may not have good taste, but they actually can say, I like that, I don't like that. But what you're learning, what that education is really, really worth, is you learning why this looks good and why this looks bad, and being able to explain it in very, very clear terms, right? So there's a big difference between I didn't like this movie, I'm not sure why, and having a conversation like, I didn't like this movie because the story wasn't well written. There were continuity problems. The lighting was bad. The sound, I couldn't hear the actors speak very clearly. The sound was mixed poorly, right? Knowing how to describe and knowing what the key factors of what makes things good and bad is really, really the hard stuff to learn, and takes a lot of time, right? I would argue that school is a place to do this. School is a good place to do that. A lot of people in the chat room are mentioning that. I'm kind of taking a turn in a way that I used to really kind of think that, you know, screw school, you don't need that, right? But as I talk more and more about it, I realize that there are a lot of things that you can't that you can't get out of school. And I've worked with people that have graduated, and I've worked with people that haven't. And I'll tell you, on a real straight up level, there's not a lot of difference between them. Personally, I can't point out and say that person went to school, that person didn't. So very, very clearly, I'll tell you that nobody has to. Nobody needs to. But again, I think there are many, many reasons to. Right? There are many reasons to. Let's see if there's a question. Let's try this chat room thing out one more time. We'll hop in here, say hi. JJ's talking. Oh, $250,000 for Columbia, really? Yeah, school's expensive, man. All right. Agar is asking, what do I think of Hyper Island? Hyper Island, I think, is a great school. I think that the way that they teach is really practical, in that they just give you real projects and real clients. Essentially get, from what I know, I may screw this up, but from what I know, what Hyper Island does, for you guys that don't know, Hyper Island's a school in Sweden. I've spoken there twice now. And always have a great experience. And the students overall are probably the most prepared for, you know, quote, the real world than any other school I've ever been to, any other school I've presented to, and any other portfolio kind of show that I've been to. Hyper Island students are as a whole, mainly prepared, ready to go. I mean, they're so on top of it. In other words, there's this really kind of apathetic kind of, I went to school. Well, let me finish the question. I'll talk about this apathetic student syndrome. But I'll say that Hyper Island's great. And what they do is they give you real projects from pretty much day one. You walk in, you create teams, you work with people, you critique other people's work, you work in a group and present as a group. And that's pretty much usually what your job is. I think they do a really good job on getting that together. All right. So let me talk about this, this apathetic student thing, just cause it's kind of on my mind. There seems to be, and this is markably different from what I see in a school like Hyper Island, or even a school like, Savannah, the Savannah, Georgia school, SVEA, or what the heck is that one called? I forgot. When I went down there, that was also a place that was very, very energetic, that had a high level of engagement. What a lot of other schools, I go to and hang out in, and even I would say my school where I went, there was a high level of of students that seem like they were there because they thought art school would be easy. And you know, their parents wanted them to go to school, so they go, yeah, you know, maybe I like drawing, I'll go to art school, and that'll get my parents off my back. I would say in that case that what an awful, awful reason to go to school. You know, shame on them, first of all, but shame on the parents for making some kid go go to school when they don't even know what they want. And again, in total other side note, taking 2 to 3 years off of kind of what, you know, what do they call it? A break, you know. I think they even do this in Europe. It's like a year off after high school to just sit and figure out, you know, go make some mistakes and go figure out what the heck you want to do, and then come back and maybe take a class. But for you to graduate high school and go to a college and know, and you're supposed to know what you want to do, you know, 4 months after high school, screw that, right? So maybe there's something to that. So it did tend to be the younger students that had this apathetic, like, you know, whatever. I'm in class. I'm doing my assignments. What else am I supposed to do? And, you know, my answer is, you're falling way behind. You're supposed to be doing a lot more. Can't you see that compared to everyone else that you suck? Can't you see that? And most people don't. They assume that, you know, they're going to school to get their design degree. They graduate. They have a bad portfolio, and they expect their job. And when they don't get it, It's not really sad to me. I'm more sad that they were rushed into a situation where they didn't necessarily have to make that decision right away. Maybe if they waited a year, they would have realized they really wanted to be a veterinarian. I don't know. But it was obvious that they were not in art school. They were not in design school. They were not in film school because they liked it. They were there because they just wanted to get their damn degree and get the heck out. So, wow, we are just all over the place here. As always, let me check my little list here on school stuff. So I guess I would say at the end of all that, that if you find yourself in school and hoping that it's over soon, I would really, really be double thinking if you're supposed to be there, right? If you really say, oh, only one more year and I'm getting the heck out of here, you know, why are you there? You know what I mean? So I would take any kind of any amount of I don't need to be here, or even I'm just here to get my piece of paper. If you have that mentality, I would be really, really careful. Be really careful. But if you love it, go. Yeah, Ustream's doing that weird thing with the chat room again. So I'm afraid I won't be able to answer questions until that's fixed. That is really screwy. Yeah, I'm bumming. May have to move off of Ustream, especially if we're doing this more for like a podcast kind of a thing. We may have to move off of that. But we'll hop in and see what we could do here. Let's see what we could do with some questions. All right. Dano says, what would be my advice to somebody who... oh, yeah. Jeez. I'm sorry, guys. This chat thing is awful. What would be your advice to someone who has been ignored by a client because he did not attend a design school? You know, screw that client. Screw that client. That's what I would say. I would say that's a really, really, really rare situation. And if they're turning you down because you don't have a piece of paper, they're not the person you want to work with. They are not the person you want to work for. You want to get hired by people that like what you do and that want you to do what you do. And nothing about what you do is that piece of paper. So I would actually just move the heck away from that person. All right. Okay. Let's see what other on-topic questions we can do here. Anything about school? Pop them through here. Thanks for the question, Dano, by the way. All right. Do you think it's easy to go to university under false pretenses? I don't know what that question means, Wales. Let me see if we can find another one. I don't know Digital Vancouver Film School, although I think I may be going there soon. Might have to talk with them. Hopefully this year I'll stop by. I'd like to check it out. All right. Let's see what else we got here. I don't know a research project. I've never done a research project, Gozen. I make stuff with computers. Isn't it important to meet non-designers? You never know when your pal will need a video for the band they're making or a site revamp. That was a question by Don't Swim to Shore. It is important to meet non-designers, but I think that early on, it's way more important to meet people that are into what you're into. I think in general, I'm not saying all your friends need to know Photoshop, but I would say that early on, a lot of students in particular that want to get into something take the path of learning it mostly on their own. And they go online and they're in a bubble and they have no clue. They have no – maybe that's a good way to think about this. When you're first starting off, you kind of have no freaking clue what you're doing. and you don't know the terms. Like, you don't know what global illumination means. You don't even know if it's a typeface or if it's a button in Cinema 4D. Like, there are whole sets of languages and characters and personality and words and physical objects that you have no clue about right now. And you need to get in the situation where you're going to learn as much as you can in the shortest amount of time. And sitting at home, even with the internet, how great the freaking internet is, and it has everything, right? Just by going and having a conversation with somebody and seeing or watching somebody actually do their job, you're going to learn so, so much in a short amount of time. You're also going to be able to ask somebody directly rather than go to, you know, Quora or whatever the heck the question and answer stuff is and try to get some or even a forum, you know, to be able to sit next to somebody and watch how they work and ask questions about what they're doing is such an important part of this that I think early on you need to get your butt next to people that like what you're into and that do what you do. And that's something that these groups and that school is really great. Moldual blogger says Kai's there. Yes, that's the school in Vancouver. I would love to come there. Nothing official set up yet, but I think I'm going to be there hopefully this year. I'd love to stop by. That'd be so cool to see Kai again too. All right. Dano says, how educating do you think these live casts are? I think they are a very potent platform to get it direct wired to experience. What do you think? Dano, I think this is why I like doing this. Even though I think I ramble and I don't even know if I have a point on most of these podcasts, I think that being able to talk to somebody that's done it and ask questions, hopefully, you know, in the chat room here and do this stuff and have a conversation about it is hugely, hugely important. And I have a lot of fun talking and doing this stuff and speaking at schools for the same reason, because I think that having access to people that do it and also, you know, can maybe explain a little bit about why and how and stuff they do that, which I may or may not be any good at. We'll see how little I ramble today. But I think it's really, really important. And I've always appreciated the guys that stood up on stage at my school or at conferences I went to and just told you exactly what it was. They didn't pretty it up. They didn't say, you know, learning design is one of the most important things you can do in life. You have a really fulfilling career and all this crap, right? What I really, really liked are the guys that said, it's hard work. It's a lot of fun. And I like what I do. And I want to, I like doing that as well. So I think that's partly why I like doing these live shows. It's partly why I think this podcast thing may be an idea. It's partly why I want to do more interviews with people that are in doing this stuff and being motion designers or being designers in general and have a conversation with these people. It's even partly why I did those NAB interviews when I was there, because those guys are my heroes. You know, those guys are my heroes that I wanted to ask questions about. How do you get into this? How do you do your job all day and stuff like that? I like it. I like it. So, yeah, thanks for watching, because it means a lot to me that people come and watch this stuff. But B, you know, I'm excited to do it. Thumbs up. Thanks. Thumbs up, Dano. All right, let's see here. Choo, 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 choo. We're just looking through, finding another question here. Yeah, yeah. That might be a good one right there. As a student coming out of design school here in about 3 months, what do you suggest for me to come out and be prepared for going out in the real world? And what with? I'm coming out of Full Sail. And that question is from Wedit. I would say the very best thing you could do if you're in school right now to be prepared when you're coming out of school is to meet more people. So you already have, like I say, a little bit of a heads up, because you do know people in school. You do know people that are into what you're doing. You know your teachers. You know their contacts. But one of the best things you could do, other than be good, other than get better at your craft and be a better designer, One of the things that students really, really don't do enough of is getting out into the industry and meeting the actual people that are doing this stuff, and hanging out with them and going to meetups. There's a meetup tonight, in fact. There's a Cinema 4D meetup in Chicago tonight. And I'm going to go there, and there's going to be a group of people there. And they're going to be at different levels. Some will be students. Some will be working in the industry for 10, 20 years. Some will be owners of the company, right? And you can actually go hang out with these people and have a beer and eat some finger food and talk shop. And I think that is one of the very, very best things you could do at any level is get out and meet more people that do what you like doing. And I think students, a lot of times, start too late. They start too late on that path to meeting the people in the industry. They wait until they're graduating. And I would say that with 3 months left, I would get out and meet people now, because you're going to be so much further ahead. When somebody comes into your portfolio show, or screw the portfolio show, you may actually get a call the day you graduate if you're good and you know people that are hiring. Boom. So you need to get both sides and really concentrate on both and not just getting better, especially if you want to jump out into a job. Don't Swim's taking off. Thanks for coming by, buddy. I don't want to overstress and say that you have to go to school. I want to make this very, very clear. Like I say, I know a lot of people that didn't go to school. But I know a lot of people that did go to school that said that they aren't glad that they went to school. They say that it wasn't worth it. But I would say that there is probably something in that situation that has helped them more than they thought. It wasn't a waste. And if nothing else, it gave them the time to sit. And I said this today on Twitter. I think there's a big component of school, which is it gives you an excuse to play and kind of play around with all this stuff without the kind of pressure from maybe your parents or maybe society to get a job, right? There's this idea that if you graduate high school, let's say, you could do one of two things. You can get a job or you can go to school. And I would say in that situation, although that's kind of a screwed up thing, that's a lot of people's reality. That's a lot of students and kids' reality, which is, hey, you're either going to go to school or you're going to get a damn job, right? And if you have that job and it's a job you don't like and you're there because you were told to get a job, you're not going to have the time to really sit around and play in Cinema 4D and go to design class and learn from all these people and sit around other people that do this for a living if you have this 9-to-5, right? If you go to school, it is then your absolute full-time job to learn this stuff, have fun with this stuff, and to meet the people that will build you and your career. And I think that's the one number one thing that school gives you that you just can't do on your own. And that's basically pay for time to sit there. Now, if you're really key on it, you may be able to build your own little university and say, okay, mom and dad, here's what I'm going to do. Instead of dropping $30,000 on a quarter, we're going to pay for everything. We're going to get Cineversity. We're going to get FX PhD. We're going to do this. We're going to get everything. And then sorry, my phone's ringing. So much stuff going on. So if you can put that together and be ambitious about it and put yourself on deadlines and do all this stuff, there's a huge chance you'll do really well. But I think that's a lot harder than I make it sound. I think it's a lot harder than I make it sound. Yeah, I don't know. There's something there. Like I said, it's almost a kind of a 180 compared to what I usually say, which is kind of like secretly, you know, like, yeah, you know, you don't really need school. You just got to be good, which is still true. You have to be good and you have to know people. And however you take that path to get there, I would say that's the path you need to take. But I would say that school has a lot of advantages. Don't be so jumpy off of school. Now, I'm not talking about high school. High school sucks. You all fail out of high school. But then just go straight into some sort of school where you're learning stuff you like doing. You're learning stuff, yeah. go ahead, tell your mom it's okay if you drop out of high school, because that place sucks. That place sucks. Anyway, I think we are wrapping up this episode as far as the official talk about all this school stuff. Let's jump into the chat room and see what everyone's hanging out and what they're saying. Maybe they have something to say about this. And then we'll end this thing. I'm going to do a refresh here on the chat room since the Ustream thing is jumping around all crazy. All right. Haiti is asking if you need a website for your works. I'm assuming you're asking about like a portfolio. I think more and more an official, you know, myname.com portfolio site is, in my mind, I think even less and less important as things like Vimeo or even something like Cargo Collective or sites like Behance or something like that, where you can actually point people to essentially what is a portfolio of yours, but it's not your official site that you have to go buy server space and go do all this stuff. I think that that is less and less important, especially when you realize that a lot of it is wasted time. You know, and I did this. I fell into this, and I don't think it was wasted time overall because I learned a lot about HTML and I learned a lot about running my own website, which ended up down the road being really handy when I started doing all this blog crap. But for, I think, a lot of people, going and figuring out how to make your own website could be a distraction, especially early on. But I would say that if you feel compelled to do it, like if you're really excited to go learn a bunch of HTML, go do it. Why not, right? It's going to be at the expense of maybe being a better designer or being a better animator or being a better whatever you're doing. But I would think that overall, if you feel like you want a website, you feel like it would be fun to make, go make one. But if not, then just put your stuff up on Vimeo. Put your stuff up on Behance or Cargo Collective or IndexCibit or the one I always forget, but the Chicago, New York one that my buddy works at. Yeah, the other one. Put your stuff up on one of those. And Carbon Made. That's it. Carbon Made. Flickr. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Good question. All right. Wow. Yeah, this chat room thing is so screwy. Sorry, guys. I'm going to have to refresh again. Throw up another question if you got one. All right. We're back. A little drink of water. Let's see. MTAC says, Nick, I'm always hearing that working as a freelance designer is not really future secure, but I like it and want to study it when I finish school. What do you think? I'm not sure how. I've never heard freelancers say that. I've never heard that argument that it's not future secure. I think that working for yourself as a freelancer is a great way moving forward. I think that something to be careful about when freelancing is realizing that you're essentially running a business. I think a lot of people assume that the difference between freelance and a full-time job is that you maybe get to pick a client every once in a while. Like if you have a full-time job, your job is to do what your boss tells you, essentially. But if you are a freelancer, you can say, no, I don't want to do that job, or yes, I do want to do this job. And in that situation, basically that's not it. That's not the only difference between freelancing and a full-time job. Freelancing means you have to learn about, keeping track of taxes and, you know, making your own retirement fund and sending clients, billing clients, charging money for overages, paying bills to keep your own lights on, right? You are running your own business when you're a freelancer. And you also have to get the jobs. Don't forget, a lot of the reasons freelancers get paid more is because they work more. They also have to fill in gaps when they're not working. So they could work 2 weeks in a row then all of a sudden kind of dry up for a week looking for another job. So I would say that as far as being future-proof, I don't think that's – I've never heard that argument. But I would say that it is much harder and you have much more to learn as a freelancer than you would to just go get a full-time job. And in fact, I would say that I would not recommend just going freelance straight out of school. I would really kind of start off in a studio somewhere. All right. Thanks for the questions. Dano is asking how I feel about this one. I'll answer that after the on the after hours here. Let me finish up here. Let's see here. Just looking for another question. Whales for Life says, do you think there's too much pressure on young people to go to university because it's what you do, you know? Whales, good question. I don't know where I stand on that quite with students. I think that I was really lucky. I could speak from my experience, which I kind of had the experience, which was like, hey, you're either going to go to school or you're going to get a job. And you know what? I went out and I got a job. I went to community college kind of on and off a little bit out of high school. I had a really bad high school experience. This is such an awful place. And, you know, I left. I finally met people that I liked, you know, that I didn't go to high school with and, you know, hung around with them and learned how to smoke cigarettes and make fun of music. And it was great. It was really, really great. And I kind of played around with school, you know, went there just to go to maybe get my parents off my back at the time and ended up moving to Vegas for no reason for a year. Like, you know, I screwed up. Like, I left and made some mistakes. You know what I mean? Luckily, they weren't life-changing or life-threatening or anything, but I left and kind of was fooling around for a while. And I would say that that was the best thing I've ever done was leave and not go directly to a situation where I had to choose what I would have done. Because you know what I would have done? If we would have left high school and they said, you have to go, and I almost did this, was go be a professional piano player. At the time, I had 12 years of piano training and practice, and I thought, well, this is what I'll do. This is what I like doing. This is what I've done forever. I'm going to go to Central Michigan and learn how to professionally play a piano and be some classical jazz musician or something. You know, I didn't know, right? Luckily, I didn't do that. And luckily, I dicked around for 2 years before, over 2 years before realizing that now I know what I want to do. I want to make computer stuff move. I want to make this motion graphics thing. I want to know every button in After Effects, and I want to make stuff that looks like MK12. I knew it. And once that happened, school became much more important. This whole thing was way, way more important. So in a sense, I would say from personal experience that I think a little bit of room to figure out who you are and what's going on, you know, because you're 18. You're 18 when you leave school. That's a kid, right? What a kid. Think about that. And even 20, I mean, 21, 22 before I decided to go to school. And just then were things making sense. And that scale works on much different levels for everybody. But I think that some sort of break between being a kid and figuring out what you want to do with your life is super key. And I get the parent side of it, which is like, listen, you're either going to go work or you're going to, go to school. I think that's still great advice. But I would say that maybe most people should go get a damn job and go figure out how sucky jobs can really be. You know what I mean? Like, I lucked out and I worked at a record store with some and met a lot of friends there and you know, learned how to be a jerk. And that was great. But I also worked at Best Buy, which kind of sucked. You know what I mean? And I also worked at Starbucks, which, you know, was better than most, but it was like serving food to people. You know, I learned really early on that I did not want this to be my job. And I think that coming out of school and having that kind of education is pretty important, kind of like street level education, you know, and then meet a bunch of idiots and go, you know, break some windows. But then, you know, think about what you actually want to do and come back to it. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that's a good way to end this one. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. Another rambling, let's just call this rambling with Nick Campbell. Thanks again, everybody, for stopping by and saying hi. And subscribe to the podcast. It should be up. I'll have a link on this MP3 if you're listening to this on the site. You will be able to subscribe and hopefully listen to more of this stuff. And, you know, folks, I hope it gets better too. I know what you're thinking right now, which is, Nick, why should I subscribe to this rambling show where you barely even know what you're talking about? I'd say, you know what? I think you're right. But, you know, we all need something to keep us company in the car, on the train, walking around the city. Why not listen to me ramble on about nothing? Anyway, thanks again for watching, asking questions, and listening to this show. I'll see you guys in another podcast real soon, and I'll hopefully see you on the one last plug. Hopefully see you on my website, grayscalegorilla.com, where I do a little bit more of this stuff, and you could find videos of me talking to schools and stuff like I mentioned in the podcast. But I also do tutorials on After Effects and a lot of Cinema 4D stuff. So come check it out, and hope to see you there. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll see you in another one. Bye, everybody.